Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do the opening act as we wait for John Guy, and John is in right now. So, John, as you get to, everybody's here, including Bill North, except the mortician. So let me lay the red carpet, put the podium in its place, and hand off the mic to you, and we will let you know as the mortician comes in.
All right. Sounds good, Mark.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
John?
Hello, John,
take it away, my brother.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Mark. Hey, wait a minute. There's actually a podcast that features an ex-major leaguer who led the American League in steals not once but twice, an undertaker, a bicycle cop who's had three heart attacks, a pretty young thing from Hurricane, ravaged Florida, and a grifter who lives in the desert. And they talk about food that will kill you. It sounds an awful lot like a demented Gilligan's Island. Yep.
Hey.
You just found Eat Me, a Mancini Media production on Blog Talk Radio. May God have mercy on your souls. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Racelvich.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
And I'm Bill North.
Oh, and we are awaiting the Undertaker tonight, but hopefully he will be coming along shortly. Billy, how are you doing,
well,
bud?
If I felt any better, they'd arrest me. I got two things to say. One thing is I'm so glad to be among such illustrious company as you guys. And the second, Peggy, Sanibel Island was one of my favorite places in the world.
Oh, it's really sad now. Sanibel and Captiva. I think I don't know if they even have the causeways open yet. I think people had to get in and out by boat. Just awful.
Wow.
I don't think that's the big story, though. The big story, as far as Eli and I are concerned, isn't that Florida got wiped off the map. The story is that they closed all 21 Waffle Houses in the state of Florida. And we love Waffle House.
Hell yeah. Been giving cops heart attacks for a century.
People come and go, Bill, but I'm telling you, Waffle House is here forever.
I know. We have one up here. I don't know if it's a franchise or what, but I used to have them put my bacon in a waffle, and that was what, hey, Mama used to do that. A bacon?
Really?
A waffle with bacon in it? Wow.
Well,
oh,
you know
sounds,
what I got to
talk. That sounds damn good. What do you put in, Eli?
In waffles?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna try it with that bagel. Believe it or not, I use waffles.
Not bagel, bacon.
Yeah, bacon. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was thinking about bagels, though. When I make waffles, and I just had this last week, I fry an egg. I make two waffles, fry an egg, and put one on top of there over easy. Then I put a slice of ham, two pieces of bacon crossed, Velveeta, you know I'm going to use Velveeta, John, and a thin slice of
gotta
red
have
onion, Velveeta. Another waffle on top. Then I eat it.
Yeah. What a way to adulterate a waffle.
Bill,
we're known, Bill. We're known for you know, killing a normal thing here, Bill.
Yeah. I like pineapple on the pizza.
How about a pickle pizza?
Never.
Oh, my God. Featured at the Indiana State Fair. I ate it because I thought it would be gross. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Indiana?
Yeah, and even Stacy liked it. She didn't like anything.
A pickle pizza.
It
dill pickle
great.
Or sweet pickle?
Dill.
Huh.
Okay.
Cross-section.
Pickle.
I'm
here.
Eli, is there anything you've had that you really didn't like?
Believe it or not, lobster.
Oh.
Why? That's strange.
I don't like the consistency. Now here you talk. Remember you talked to a guy. Well, that this week I tried a new Oreo dish, John.
Uh-oh.
I took them apart, laid them in the bottom of a pan, and covered them with beanie weenies, chopped onions, and four blend Mexican cheese. It was actually pretty good. It's good.
Oreos with beans and weenies.
Yeah, beanie
okay.
weenies, the official. Not the knockoff, real beanie weenies.
No, we don't believe in knockoffs. Absolutely
no knockoff.
Not.
But it was actually pretty tasty. It made a nice crust.
See, we're grossing Bill out. That's what we're doing.
So that.
I'll put some meat on his bones.
Excuse me. I'll tell you what. I learned how when I left home, my mama wouldn't go to check me in at college. She said, "I'm through with you. Go on. Get a ride from your friend." But I went over there. And since that time, when I left home, I could cook, I could clean, I could sew, I could iron, I could use the King's English relatively decently, and a knife and a fork could use. Ma said, "Now you're on your own." But it's the kind of thing that I cook. And I'll add things, but they're generally in my mom's from Louisiana. So that right there, Terry, and I followed her. If I fried chicken, I put the kernel out of business.
There you go. Now, what do you think? Go ahead, Peg.
We have 176 listeners. And Dave from Fresno, California says, "Does anyone like prunes? I eat them like it's raisins. Then I'm in the toilet listening to the show minus the masturbating like that other listener."
Oh,
weird. And here comes Ray.
Prunes were like medicine to me.
All right. See, prunes and Ray come on at the same time. What's up with that?
Huh. Boy,
I think Ray was...
Are you
Hello?
There? Hello?
Yeah.
Ray, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All
Yay!
Right.
Welcome aboard, buddy.
Where's our leader? Where is our leader, John?
He's out in the desert. He's a grifter. He's a grifter in the desert. That's all I can think. He's just wandering aimlessly like a lost soul. But, okay, so I wanted some comfort food a couple of nights ago. Where I go for comfort food, this has Bill North written all over it. I go to Popeye's. I get red beans and rice.
I know that's right. It's hard to hurt.
Red beans and rice.
Right.
Oh, my God. You get yourself a biscuit. Oh, mercy. They do well.
I'm a smothered pork chops, red beans and rice, and greens and macaroni kind of guy.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you got it. You got to have the macaroni, the mac and cheese, and it's got to be baked.
Oh, mac and cheese, not baked mac and cheese.
You don't do that out of the box, damn it.
No,
you can make baked macaroni and cheese. It's great.
It's hard to hurt macaroni and cheese too.
Bill,
overcook it a little bit.
You put breadcrumbs on top, and boy, it's great.
There you go.
Come on.
Breadcrumbs.
There you go. Adulterating
like
again.
I like the edges when they're a little bit dried out.
Warren Brewster is dropping in to say hi. He's traveling, so we've got 176 listeners plus Warren Brewster.
Who's
himself,
traveling?
Sure.
There was a pitcher in baseball named Warren Brewster.
And Sal from Germantown, Pennsylvania says, hey, can you tell Bill and Ray to acknowledge my Phillies, Eagles, best-looking women in the country, and cheesesteaks? The only thing we lead the country in is shootings.
Oh, no.
Bill and Ray.
Philadelphia is one of those towns you used to go to and get rest because it was about as exciting as watching grass grow. Okay.
Oh.
There and Cleveland. Those are both good places to be from.
I thought Cleveland rocked.
You know what? Not when I was going there. You can see some of the most beautiful women in the world during the afternoon when you take your walk. But 5:30, you can shoot a cannon down Main Street and not hit nobody. It was a good place to get your rest. The mistake by the lake.
Hey, John.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Yes, sir.
I want to give Cleveland one thing. I just Googled a signature food of Cleveland. It's pierogies.
Yeah.
I love pierogies.
I like pierogies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
nothing wrong. Yeah.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
We got 222 people that have nothing better to do but listen to us.
That's amazing.
Yep.
That's
amazing. Lightened people.
Yeah, I mean, we're not doing it for them, are we? We're doing it for ourselves.
Yeah, we're
right.
Greedy.
We got a group. We got a group across the country of some of the eclectic people. I'll use that word. That have
there
good
work.
That don't think. That don't group think. Yeah. Hey, seems to me they're individuals, and their souls are good.
There you go.
And they probably like to eat.
Yeah.
And they all like.
And if we could only convince them to send us money, well then. We'd be done, right?
Yeah.
There's worse causes. There's worse
what
causes.
Say, don't scare me none.
I'm telling you, it's we did a segment, Bill, on prison food once. Prison food, yeah.
It wasn't prison.
You could do with ramen noodles.
Yeah, top ramen. Yeah.
You betcha. That is the currency of prison.
Peter from Prescott, Arizona says, how are you guys doing? What happened to gas prices in California? My friends are paying a mortgage to fill their cars. Maybe I should date just Tom Brady's paying her. So that's here for
I'm a financial advisor, and I tell you that that's a worldwide market, and the same thing that's happening here in the United States is happening everywhere else. That, along with gas prices, and what they did is they're holding back. You know, that's a market that can be controlled by OPEC. And whenever they really need some money, they just, I'm not going to send you as much oil, and it makes it more expensive, supply and demand.
That's not true.
We got,
that's not true. I'll tell you what.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you why it's not true. Because when they voted the guy that's in office, he goes back to the Clinton era. And the Clintons controlled all the oil. The Clintons are the ones that are making money. The Bidens are making tons of money on this stuff.
I say we go back to talking about food.
Yeah,
let's go back to talking, real quick. Let's go back to talking about food because that's a bipartisan argument.
That's right. Both sides of the aisle are going to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's paying you? And more people got them. They paying everybody.
Hey, Bill, you got a fan named Tony in Modesto, California, said he enjoyed watching you for years, and now you're bringing it on the radio. He says he loves
how
the show.
Exciting.
He says he needs more Modelo and fish tacos, though.
Hey, Modelo. Mexican Budweiser.
I love Modelo.
Yeah, Mexican Budweiser.
I have a baseball team in
Tecate. I've been drinking Budweiser for years.
Well, we
Modesto,
got 200.
That's one of my favorite towns. That
we
was
got 200.
Farm team of the A's down there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember when the A's had a team in Madison, Wisconsin, and they cut this player because he couldn't hit his weight, and his name was Jose Canseco.
Yeah, well, oh, what is that? I played in that league, in the minor leagues. It's the,
Midwest.
Can't remember. Midwest League, yeah.
Yep,
and,
Midwest.
Hey, spend a year there one night.
One night.
Oh, you were sentenced there, huh?
That was punishment.
The Waterloo, Iowa was the first
God.
And a guy hit me in the head with a baseball, and I waited 3 years for him to come to the big leagues to even the score.
We going to name names?
His name was Doug Berry. I ain't afraid. He's more worried about me than I am about him. I was making $700 a month, and he's throwing balls at my head.
Well, at least he wasn't aiming for a vital organ.
Was that $700 a month clear money?
Oh, hell
no.
Clear? Oh. No. How much do you have to pay the clubby?
Well, pay what you can, but when you got that low down in the minors, you don't know you have to pay the clubby yet.
Oh.
When you get to the big leagues, you got to throw him up. You got to bring an envelope at the end of the season.
Yeah.
What's the A ball scale now?
What's the what?
What? A-ball.
A-ball.
What are they paying in A-ball?
Oh, they still get about a dime.
Yeah, they don't make much.
Because my major leagues, you know, it's become a business to where they don't take care of the minor leagues like they used to. I mean, their systems are, they treat them guys like immigrant workers.
See, now you're talking Peg's language. You know, she was a migrant worker up there at Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard or something with all those Venezuelans. So
that makes me smile. But we could really use workers down here now with hurricanes. I don't know why we send them all away.
I tell you.
Yeah, the immigrants are going to show up in Florida and rebuild it.
Well,
mark my words.
I can save money. MLB raised the salaries for minor league players in 2021 in single A up to $500 a week, double A to $600 a week, and triple A $700. Those guys would be cheaper than the immigrant workers.
They're getting paid $500 a week or $500 a month?
Per week.
I got paid $500 a month when I first started.
Yeah. Well, it was $290 in 2020, so they raised it quite a bit.
But what it's about is 90% of those guys are fill-ins. Only 4% of them set foot in the major league.
You know, plus, you know, people look at that and they say, well, you know, that's $2,000 a month. But they don't realize they only get paid for 5 months.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. And
yeah,
then, but
back in the day, they don't have any money,
but their living conditions are terrible too. You're living five guys in a house, and that, and nobody knows how to cook. When I was in Caldwell, Idaho, I had four roommates in a part of the house.
So what did you have to eat? That would be interesting. $500 a month for a roommate?
No, but we all chipped in. But I also got a little bonus when I signed, a little one. And I didn't go hungry too much.
You got more than a baseball bat as a bonus then, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know what? And off of that team, I was the only one to ever play in my first team, Caldwell, Idaho. It was a rookie league team, and I was the only one to play in the big league.
Yeah.
We're up to 395 listeners, guys. Going
oh, my God.
Says, you guys need to get on Sirius. This is funny. Every week, I never know what the topic is going to be. Next week might be Switches of Sarasota on Saturdays with shrimp and sodas. My gosh. This show is unbelievable.
You know, we don't know what we're going to talk about either.
No, we don't.
You know, we usually start out with a finite subject. It lasts about 90 seconds to 2 minutes when we go off the rails.
Yep. Pretty much.
Works for
pretty
us.
Pretty much. But, yeah, that's, you know, that's the way we roll. Thank you very much.
I just like to new friends.
Well, there you go. Now,
yeah.
you're sitting around in Caldwell, Idaho, population, I don't know, 43, and where did you go out to eat dinner?
It was a suburb of Boise. Boise was about 15 miles away, and that's where we went to the big city, and I saw my first stripper.
Oh!
And her name was Miss Lisa Leonard, and she was a trans.
You went to Boise, Idaho to see your first stripper?
My two teammates of mine took me there. Arthur Gainey.
Oh, when you started the sentence with the two, I'm so glad you finished it up with teammates.
Yeah. I was not, and still aren't, very much. I like to see the stuff. I don't want to look at something and not be able to have it. Whatever. That's going too far.
I once went to a strip club in Charleston, West Virginia, Eli. And I swear to God, I could count the ribs on one of them. It was sad, you know. And the second one that came out, I don't think she had ribs. It looked like the Stay Fresh Marshmallow Man or Stay, but whatever. I mean, it was like a pillow dancing. But the first one, I was able to count the ribs. That was pitiful.
You got to understand one thing, John. They dance down there for food stamps.
Yes, they do. And Oxy. Oxy and food stamps. The general pay of most West Virginians, it seems like, anymore. It is one poor state. It really is.
Yeah. It's so poor that Walmart left.
Yeah. You know, that's why they gave up on the food stamps. They don't make food coupons anymore. They have it right on a card because they were selling the damn things.
Yes. You betcha.
Yeah, they were going to the liquor store. The liquor store was charging them $20 for a bottle, $20 in food stamps.
No,
they were making a fortune.
No. It wasn't food. It wasn't liquor in West Virginia. It was meth.
Yeah. That's right. We went through West Virginia one time, and we didn't realize that it had no bars. They had no bars in West Virginia.
In Utah, you had to go to the liquor store and get a bottle. And when you went to the club, the cabaret, they gave you a setup. Okay? And that was either some Coke or whatever. Not that kind of Coke. 7-Up or something like that. And they did, I mean, that's the way it was even at the airport. Yep.
Well, in Arizona, if you want to see total nudity, that's one, you pay one price, partial nudity, you pay another. They only give liquor it's complicated. It's a complicated scenario.
Hey, you guys, we're up to 424 listeners, and we have 1 minute left. It's 9:29.
Oh, my God.
How many?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. We went from Sanibel Island to strip clubs.
Yeah, we did.
And very well.
And everywhere in between.
On a food show.
Yeah, on a food show. Yeah. How many was that, Peg?
424, last count.
Nice. Okay. Well, it's time to say goodnight then, folks. We'll see you again next Thursday. And you have yourselves a hell of a week ahead of you. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Racevich.
I'm Bill Palmer. North.
I love you all.
We love you too, Bill.
Yeah. Hey.
And I'm Ray the
All righty, Ray. All right, until next week, guys. Stay cool. Talk to you later.
Eat something bad for you.